This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
Moscow police continue to plead with the public for any information on a 2011 to 2013 Hyundai Elantra and speaking out, answering questions and criticism about just recently discovered video footage that could be critical evidence to the case and asking again for the community's help in providing any video they may have. I'm Tony Bruschi. Moscow Police Chief Captain Roger Lanier speaking this afternoon in a video update, being asked when the investigation started, what sources were they looking to get video from?
Well, we started looking for video the day of the crime. Officers on scene, before I even arrived, had identified certain residences in the area that had video cameras. We know just from past experience that security cameras, doorbell cameras, and the like are very, very commonplace now. And that's a part of our standard procedures to start looking for a possible video source in and around crime scenes. So we started the day of the crime. And then that expanded as we got more investigators to the area for assistance. And we started putting together teams. And one of our team's sole job was to go through the King Road area, associated neighborhoods, and eventually the main thoroughfares in the city of Moscow, trying to identify videos, video cameras, etc., and then contact those business owners, contact those residents, and ask for copies of that video.
When asked why they chose the specific area they did for searching for video and prioritizing video, Captain Lanier had this to say.
Well, that area was selected because essentially it surrounds the King Road area, and we know that people typically have to travel to and from. We weren't trying to pigeonhole our investigation into the suspect lives in the area. We wanted to make sure that we covered all the bases. And so as we began to gather more information, we began to expand our search area. You may recall from the second press conference that we specifically put out a plea to the public for any video in the King Road area, and then we gave a defined area, and we put that area on our website as well, asking residents, hey, if you have video or if your neighbor has video, let us know so we can get a copy of that. We understand that video has a finite life, and sometimes systems will start recording over themselves. So we started that process very, very early in the investigation.
Undoubtedly, some of the video never turned in and never requested. Detectives are requesting all available video, whether there appears to be motion and content or not, to be turned over to them and can be submitted digitally at fbi.gov/Moscow, Idaho or tip line at ci.moscow.id.us. When asked why the continued request for public information on the white Hyundai Elantra, he had this to say.
Well, through our tips, through our leads, some of the evidence that came in, we start to identify patterns. And like we said earlier, we are confident that the occupant or occupants of that vehicle have information that's critical to this investigation. We also understand that even though there's sometimes a fascination with a particular case, some people simply don't see the news and may not know that we're looking for it. So if we get the word out there, hey, maybe your neighbor has one in the garage that they don't drive very often. Maybe there's one that's just not on the registration database. Let us know. So far, we have a list of approximately 22,000 registered white Hyundai Elantras that fit into our criteria that we're sorting through. That's an awful lot of information, but it may not be all of them. So the public can help us with that.
That's the latest. We'll keep you posted on any breaking updates, discussion on the case right here. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss anything. I'm Tony Bruschi. This has been a breaking update on the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four Killed for What?
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four Killed for What?